This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Maybe you don't think a lot about the money behind late-night TV, but advertisers do, because the people watching TV then are the most coveted demographic group. They're 18 to 49, sometimes younger, often male, and they buy stuff. And in the past year, the number one viewing destination for this demographic isn't Dave or Jay or Jimmy or Conan. It's Adult Swim, the edgy mix of cartoons and live-action shows owned by Turner Broadcasting. Now they're adding another hour of programming. Whitney Matheson started the Pop Candy blog at USA Today. Welcome to Marketplace.
Hi, thank you.
What is Adult Swim doing right?
I think today one thing they're doing right is they're airing programming specifically tailored for the YouTube generation. I mean, Adult Swim started back in 2001 and did some revolutionary things with the way their lineup worked. Particularly, a lot of their shows were 15 minutes or even less. And it worked well then, and it's kind of, right now, it's perfect.
And I guess they're capturing people who are watching live TV as opposed to recording stuff and watching it later, which works well for advertisers. They want that market, right?
Oh, exactly. And that's another thing that's sort of related. I mean, if a longer program, say, you know, The Tonight Show or something, or Jimmy Fallon, you know that the highlights from that show are going to be online the next day. And so, you know, why kind of waste your time sitting through the whole thing? You can switch over to Adult Swim, where not only everything is short, but there's always kind of something odd and interesting going on.
So all of this is playing really well in this demographic that advertisers love, 18 to 49-year-old guys. Give me an example of some of the shows that have brought them in big numbers.
Well, over the years, and I have to say, I am obviously female, and I've aged out of that age group, but I still watch Adult Swim all the time. And it's the network launched with a lot of animated shows. They had a show called Space Ghost. They had Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which is still going on. And these are sort of edgy kind of animated programs. I mean, Aqua Teen has, like, you know, a talking milkshake and a talking hamburger patty. So they kind of expanded into more edgier live action programming. So now there's a show created by Chris Elliott, the comedian. There's another show that features Patton Oswalt.
Let's look forward to sort of the future of late night. You've got Leno going away, a lot of change in the late night demographic. Is there room for Adult Swim to capture more audience? Or do those viewers who are loyal to a traditional late night talk show stay loyal to Jimmy Fallon and some go to Seth Meyers?
Oh, I think there's always opportunity for Adult Swim to gain more audience. And with this change, even more so, because, you know, people are kind of shifting what they're going to be watching late at night. They're looking for new stuff. And Adult Swim also is giving viewers that chance by expanding its programming.
These time slots, you know, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., this is sort of a graveyard traditionally for television. Does their success mean that other networks are going to look at this and say, you know, maybe we should put something on in the middle of the night?
You know, I think so, and I think it's already happened in some cases. Fox recently, I guess this season, launched their animation, their ADHD line of programming, which is essentially Adult Swim on Fox. It's late night, edgy, animated fare. So clearly, you know, other networks are seeing the popularity of Adult Swim and kind of wondering how they can get on it, too.
Whitney Matheson created the Pop Candy blog at USA Today. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, thank you for having me.